Okay, so Nathan, how did you get into Legos?
Well, I had Lego as a kid, but it was about, you know, about 6-7 years ago, I kind of challenged myself to create a large-scale sculpture using just Lego bricks. I'd sculpted out of more traditional media, but let's see what I could do with this child's toy. And the result is, well, brickartist.com.
So when did you start your site?
Started the site in 2004. Just did some photos of some, art sculptures that I'd created. And soon I was getting commissions from around the world. And I realized, okay, there's something to this Lego art. Everyone can kind of relate to it. And I made a full-time living, you know, opened up an art studio in Manhattan and just now just sell Lego artwork for my job.
Okay, you've got some great spots right here for Comic-Con, the Han Solo encased in carbonite, some great stuff. What are some of the other things that you've done over the years?
Well, you know, it's random. You know, building with Lego, I get commissions from all sorts of folks. Some people want their dog built out of Lego. I've had celebrities. I had Donald Trump call me and say, hey, I need an art piece for a hotel. You just never know. And that's the fun part of my job is I just never know where the next project's coming from.
Okay, what's something that you think that you'd love to do that you haven't done yet?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I'm looking to do a gigantic outdoor installation, something just massive that the world's never seen before. Right now, I'm focusing. I got a new exhibition opening at a Chelsea Art Gallery this November, so I'm really working hard to put that together. It's going to have some new elements that the world's never seen, so kind of excited about that.
Okay, what else are you working on that your fans or people that have never seen you before that are seeing you for the first time at Comic-Con would be interested in?
Well, one of my latest projects is Lego Graffiti. I've created these little guys called Hugmen, and they're these little figures that they hug like street signs or a park bench or something like that. I've put them all over New York City so far, and people, you know, I've spotted them, and it's pretty fun. They don't last that long, you know. They seem to walk away after a few days, but they are out and about, and there's even a bunch here at Comic-Con hidden throughout the show floor.
So do you have any prizes or anything for anyone that comes back with one, or it's just kind of like you're just playing around?
It's finders keepers, right? The prize is the Hugman.
Wow. Okay, so when did that idea come around?
Well, it was about a year ago I started thinking about, like, how can I do some form of tagging? You know, I want to do graffiti, but I use Lego. So what's the way to do it out of Lego? And I thought, what if I made these little guys? That's my graffiti. So Hugman was born.
Are you working on like anything like a book, an art book or anything like that?
Well, I just came out with my newest coloring book. I worked with the artist Len Peralta, and we came out with a coloring book. Very excited about that. Kind of tells the story, my story of working with Lego over the years.
Okay, for people that, everyone knows what Lego is. That's kind of the beauty of all your artwork. But if there's something about Lego that you think people don't know or something that they would be surprised about, what would that be?
You know, the great thing about Lego is you can build absolutely anything out of it. I'm fortunate enough at this point to have an art studio where I have 1.5 million bricks, which if you don't realize, that's a lot of bricks. That's literally a ton of bricks. And so at this point, I'm just excited that I can just build, you know, anything I can think of and hopefully keep surprising people.
Okay, you've got a lot of different colors here. And, you know, when you're a little kid, you usually like just build in either one color or you mix and match. What's your favorite Lego color?
Oh, it's hard to say, but I think red.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely red. Something about it.